You're listening to Entering the Sea of Wisdom with Rabbi Joey Rosenfeld on the Shefa Podcast Network. Join Rabbi Joey as he presents the Torah of the Tzaddik, Rabbi Yitzhak Meir Morgenstern Shlita, focusing on a new conceptual and therapeutic aspect of his teachings every week.
Okay, so Be'ezras Hashem, tonight we're going to be continuing with our weekly shirim on the Torah of the Goyin and the Tzaddik, Rav Yitzhak Meir Morgenstern Shlita, Entering the Sea of Wisdom. And tonight, what we're going to be discussing is a nekuda that they've been printing in the newer Gilyon Ma'ayonos Hayam. What they started last week was a new series of teachings that are going to continue over the next few weeks, I believe, about how a person is meant to be oile ba'olamos. What it means when the Mekubalim, when the Balei Chassidus speak about an aliyah in olamos of moving upwards from the world of asiya, which we find ourselves in, which is the space of physicality and concealment as we understand it, moving upwards from there to the world of yetzira, the world of formation, which is the olam of malachim or the olam of hargashos or emotionality with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then from there to the world of Bria, which is the highest point of the worlds of separation. And then from the world of Bria back to Atzilus, from Atzilus to Adam Kadmon, from Adam Kadmon up to Radla and to the olam of the Sha'ashuim, and all of the different aliyos ha'olamos and the ascensions in spirituality that a person is going through. And this reorientation or the shaping of what it means to actually be oile ba'olamos, what it means to do the avodah, in this series of teachings, what we're seeing from Rav Aaron Halevi of Streselia, the Avodas Halevi, the Baal HaShari Yichud V'Emuna, the Talmud Mufak of the Baal Tanya, the Talmud Chaver, and the best friend of the Mittler Rebbe, Rav Aaron Halevi, describes that in truth, it's not about a shifting in space. It's not about an ascent out of a particular spiritual space, in whatever sense that means something, upwards to a higher, more refined space, and upwards, ki'ilu, that the shifts and the ascensions are rooted in some physical shift, but rather it's a way of looking, and that each world is being mezachich, is refining one's engagement with this worldliness to the point that we come closer and closer and closer to understanding that the truest essence of all things is ein oid mavado, and that there are series of layers and concealment valves that cover over that revelation. In the world of asiya, it's much more difficult to believe in that animating light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then when a person ascends up to the world of Olam HaYetzira, after the avoda of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim and asiya, they enter into a place of avoda of Ahava Yira and Dveikus, or the memory of Ahava Yira and Dveikus, where it's a little bit easier to uncover the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then in the world of Bria, where it's Hisboinenus and the contemplation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the aspect of Bitul Hayesh, where I recognize that I am an independent self that needs to negate itself in the truth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. And then from there to the world of Atzilus, which is Bitul B'Metzius, and it's negating everything in Gansin, it's experiencing pure Bitul, and then from there to Adam Kadmon, and refining, till we reveal the deepest truths of Einan Mavad. So shifting away from the typical association of some location shift or an ascent in time or space from one level to another, what the tzaddikim point out, in particular of Aaron Halevi, is that in truth it's all in the same space. All of the olamos are exactly where you are, and the only thing shifting is one's relation to it, the refinement of one's mind, to the point that we come to a place where we can uncover the deepest truth, which is Einoid Muvado. This week, what they discussed was the inyan ha'olamos, the nature of the worlds, the oivi olamos da'irach, ubiurim adarach avoda. So what we're going to try and do right now is to explain something very important very quickly. And this is something that the tzaddikim has spent a long, long time discussing. And nobody like the Rebbe has come along to unpack the significance of these ideas. But Bekitzer, there are two ways of looking at the Seder, at the arrangement of the worlds in the Kabbalah of the Arizal. The general way that we understand Kabbalah Sa'arizal is what is referred to as the perspective of Oirech, as a linear, hierarchical scenario where on the bottom you have Olam HaAtzilus, and then on top of Olam HaAtzilus you have Olam HaYetzirah, and then on top of Olam HaYetzirah you have Bria, then on top of that, after that impossible separation that exists between Bria and Atzilus, you have Atzilus, and on top of that is Adam Kadmon. So the assumption is that when I'm at a lower level, I am no longer engaged. I don't have access to the higher levels, and I have to leave the lower level to uncover the higher level and then ascend the ladder of growth. And the ending of the previous level is the beginning of the new level, and I climb up rung after rung till I forget about the previous levels and I gain access to the higher levels. This is where spiritual growth is seen in a linear perspective, where each parts of or each olam is situated on top of each other in a gradational order, where it goes from lowest to highest or from highest down to lowest, and each stage is what it is and not some other stage, and it doesn't bear any inherent connection to each and every stage other than the fact that the ceiling of the lower stage is the floor of the higher stage, and so on and so forth. That is the general perspective of things as they are described through the teachings of the Arizal as they come down to us through Rav Chaim Vital in the Etz Chaim Kadisha and the Shmoneh Sha'arim of the Etz Chaim. Comes along the Rashash, and basing himself, like everything that the Rashash did, on the depths of the Torah of the Arizal, the Rashash uncovers a secondary perspective with which to view the Olamos. If the first perspective is the linear perspective of Eirech, where the bottom is a preparation to the next level and each one is a ascending order, Eirech is more like a nested system, like Russian nesting dolls, where in the inner interiority is the world of Adam Kadmon, then surrounding that, like a garment, is going to be the world of Atzilus, then surrounding that is going to be the world of Bria, then surrounding that is going to be the world of Yetzirah, and surrounding that is going to be the world of Asiya. Very similar to really like. It's all singularly unified. It's all the same measurement and the same amount, except that the inner interiority is the higher world, and the further out you go in terms of the concealment garments are going to be the lower worlds. But from this perspective of Ovi, from the death perspective, as opposed to being a hierarchical system where the lower is lower and the higher is higher, and then the higher above that is even higher, the Ovi system is all unified. Each and every layer, all of those five layers that enclose one another, that are engarbing one another, like the garment that is the same shape as the body, in spite of the fact that it's an externalized garment, and then the jacket could be an externalized garment upon the sweater. All of them are taking up the same space, yet they're occupying further out spaces that are further from the center. And when it comes to the world of Ovi, when it comes to understanding the inner workings and the relationship of those worlds, the inner interiority is the most refined. That's the Kav Ohrein Sof. Then external to that, garbing it from the top to the bottom is the world of Adam Kadmon, and that is going to be true for each of the surrounding worlds as well. So here, from the perspective of Ovi, from the depth perspective, from the three-dimensional perspective, we're no longer looking at that which is above and that which is below. We're looking at the same shape and size from a quantitative properties. Each and every world contains the same stuff, the same amount of divine expression, and everything is accessible, but each world is going to be farther out from the center point of it. This perspective of Ovi shifts everything, because from the linear perspective, when I'm at the bottom, I don't have what's at the middle and I don't have what's at the top. But from the Ovi perspective, from the depth perspective, everything is found everywhere. And even the most externalized expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's light is a full expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's light, albeit on a lower level, but it's still quantifiably comprised of the same matter. And so this is a reorientation to the entire concept of Avodah, because from the perspective of Oyrech, from the linear perspective, when I'm at a low level, I don't have what I need in order to experience the higher level. And therefore, in order to get to that higher level, I have to refine, grow, build, and exit the lower level in order to come to the higher level. But from a perspective of Oyvi L'chaira, one can come to understand that in truth, everything is present at every moment. Like the Maggid of Mizrich would be able to say that Atzilus hukan, Atzilus is here. How? The world of Atzilus is above. But when a person comes to terms with the fact that the Oyvi perspective dictates that everything is present at every moment, so then I can access the world of Atzilus no matter where I'm at, because it's no longer a question of growth and a transition from one space to another, but rather it's a refinement and an uncovering and a revelation of that which has always been present in a potential form. In the perspective of the linearity of Eirech, that which is above has what it has, and that which is below doesn't have what it doesn't have. And it seems that there's different ingredients. From the depth perspective of Ovi, what's revealed is that everything is comprised of the same ingredients. It's just a matter of accessibility. But everything is always present, and that shifts everything because I no longer have to go away out of myself, out of my circumstances to find the light of spirituality that I need. I have to simply dig deeper down into this aspect that I'm in right now to uncover what I need. And this is what the Rebbe is going to be talking about over here. And he says, Amnan lefizeh sarach biur mahu im kein hachiluk ben ha'ilamis da'oirech la'ilamis da'oivi ha'le b'shneiam ha'ilamis meruchakim yoyter rechaikim hema b'ha'or ein tzoif u'maliyim hu ba'oirech ba'oivi. Before we kind of go into the depth perspective of Oivi in its deepest form, it seems that, okay, so we have a distinction of levels in a linear way. The bottom is the bottom, the middle is the middle, the upper is the upper. And then you talk to me about this depth perspective of Hislabshus, where each thing is engarbing itself. But the farther away you are from the innermost point, that would seem that it would still create this distinction and it would still be this hierarchy. So then what value is there? What do we come to uncover through this depth perspective? Amnan habir baze, but the explanation in this is as follows. Da'afal pisha v'gam b'partzufei ha'oivi yesh chiluk ha'madregos, mikol mokom yesh shinoi muhusi bin matzav habiyo da'oivi l'matzav habiyo da'orech. That even though, yes, from the perspective of oivi, there still seems to be a distinction of levels. So what are we gaining? Because it's still functioning in that hierarchical model that Oirich operates in accordance to. Nevertheless, there's a deep and profound distinction when it comes to the nature of the worlds of separation of Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya from the depth perspective of Hislabshus, where each thing is encircling itself and everything contains the same quantitative content. Versus the matzav of Biyah, the worlds of separation in the linear perspective. V'hu al derech shenizbayir b'toras Chabad. And the distinction between these levels is going to be based on what Taurus Chabad explains as the distance and the distinction between the service of God from the perspective of Soiviv Kol Almin and the perspective of Mamali Kol Almin. Because from the perspective of Mamali Kol Almin, there is a distinction of levels. What is above, and what is below is below. But from the perspective of Soiviv Kol Almin, we see that all distinction and all gradation is seen as not really being as real as we tend to perceive it. And from the perspective of the filling of the worlds, which is a lower perspective, there seems to be an actual distinction in terms of levels, meaning to say that there is a different quantity at each level. Each one is actually different. That from the perspective of Memalek Olamin, as well as the perspective of Oirech, that typical linearity that we perceive, there is an actual diminishment of the infinite light that is revealed. And at that point, if it's more revealed above and less revealed below, then my job in Avodas Hashem is to climb the ladder of ascension from one level to another. And this is the perspective of the linearity of the worlds of Erech, which is one below the other. And so too, the Avodah here is going to be to ascend from one level to the next, and the more that you ascend, the closer you come to the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the perspective of the Oirech perspective, the linear perspective, which corresponds to the perspective of Memalek Kol Almin, which is the Baruch Shein Kavod Malchus Olam Voed, the Yichud Tata, where distinction of levels operates, and what I have here is not what I would have up there, and what I have up there is not what I have here. Ma She'ein Kein B'Soiviv Kol Almin, which is not the case when it comes to the Soiviv Kol Almin perspective, which is going to correspond to the Oivi perspective, to the depth perspective revealed by the Rosh Hashanah and the Toras Chacham. Here, there is no distinction of levels in the essential level, and in truth, at their essence, all of the worlds are unified in a singular form of unity. But the only distinction here is not what is available to an individual, but it's rather a question of concealment. Everything is always available, except in the lower worlds it's more concealed, and in the higher worlds it's less concealed. And over here, the avoda is rak legalos shegam kan nimso or ein sof atzmo. And the avoda here is not to draw down or ascend up to the light of the infinite, but rather to uncover the very presence of the light of the infinite that has always been there. From the perspective of Erech, which is Mamalek Kol Almin, there is a distinction of levels. There is less below and more above. from the perspective of Oivi, which is the depth perspective of Soiviv Kol Alman, there's not more above or more below. There's an equal amount above and below. There's simply more concealment below than there is above. And therefore, what I'm revealing is not something that wasn't previously present and now I've made it present, but I'm revealing something that has always been present. It's a gilui. It's not a hamshacha. I'm revealing something that has always been there, which means that even when I didn't believe that it was there, it was still there. And this perspective of Soiviv Kol Amin, where everything is present except the only distinction is the levels and the gradations of concealment, this is what the Magid of Mizrich says when he says Atzilus hukan, that Atzilus is here right now wherever I am. Because in truth, the tzaddik is capable of finding all of the levels wherever they are within their heart, as opposed to the image of a tzaddik ascending from one level to the next. Here's the image of the tzaddik descending deeper and deeper and deeper into that which is always already present within their hearts. And this is the aspect of the worlds of Oivi, of the depth perspective of the worlds that are unified in their framework. Each and every layer, each and every level shares the same quantitative amount of all of the worlds of Adam Kadmon, Atzilus, Bri Yetzir, and Asiya. They're all equal in their essence, as well as the expression of the Moichim. And there's absolutely no need to ascend out of wherever one is in that moment. And all a person needs to simply reveal the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that place. And it's clear, says the Rebbe, that all of these distinctions are only from our perspective and not from the perspective of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. From the perspective of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no shinui between the Mala and between the Soiviv, between the Oivim, between the Oirech, because we know that in the depth of things, Simtzum Einu Kepshuto, and all of these differentiations and these shifts in perspective between depth and linearity, between Oirech and Oivi, between the fulfillment of the worlds, Mamala Kol Alman, and the surrounding of the world, Soiviv Kol Alman, and all of the distinctions we just described, that's only from our perspective. And here the Rebbe does something absolutely incredible. He is going to be miyashev a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos with regards to a certain understanding in the Gemara. V'yesh lichlo beis drachim elu b'machlokas Rashi v'Tosfos b'mseches chagiga daf yud dalet amud beis. And with this perspective of Oirech and Oivi, of Mamala and Soiviv, as we just described, we can understand the Gemara in Maseches Chagiga. Mahu ha'arba shenichnasu l'pardes. So we know that there were four Tanayim who entered into Pardes. There was Rabbi Akiva, there was Elisha ben Avua, there was Ben Zayman, there was Ben Azai. And we know that Rabbi Akiva was the one who was able to be Nichnas B'Shalom V'Yatzah B'Shalom. That's this man that we find ourselves in, trying to understand the Derech of Rabbi Akiva and trying to be Metaken, the Pegamim that took place through the misunderstanding of the Derech of Rabbi Akiva. And Rashi says as follows: what was it to be Oila L'Pardes? Says Rashi, Olu L'Rekia Al Yedei Shein. What does it mean to enter into the Pardes? They were Oila to Shamayim through a certain name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They were Mekubalim. They had the ability to meditate, as we know. There are people in our generation who are capable of doing this, and it's a possible Chachma to learn with enough Kedusha and Tahara. A person can be Oila in Oilamos with Shemos. Rashi's understanding of the Aliyah into the Pardes was an Aliyah, an ascension in space by way of the utilization of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. Amnan HaToisveis Kosvu. But Tosfos is Chaylik and Rashi there, and they say as follows: V'lo alu l'malam mamish. They didn't actually go up. Ela hayenir lahem kemoish alu. But rather, it appeared to them in their own minds as if they ascended. So, what's the machlokas here? Rashi says they actually ascended. They had to go up through the utilization of a name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tosfos says they didn't really ascend. They stayed exactly where they were. And so it's going to be exactly like we saw from the perspective of Oirech, from the perspective of linearity, where above is above and below is below, and there's a distinction of quantity in those spaces, and I need to ascend from one level to another to find more godliness. So then in order to be Nichnas and Tapardes, in order to encounter divine expression, so I'm going to have to leave where I'm at through the utilization of Hashem's name to ascend out of my stuckness here and ascend upwards. So Rashi is operating according to the Oirech perspective, where in order to ascend, you have to actually ascend out of the place that you're in, because where you're at right now may actually be lacking what you actually need. But according to Tosfos, it's like the Oivi perspective. It's the Soviv Kalaman perspective, that you don't actually have to go anywhere. It just has to be Nidme Keilu you were Oila, because in truth, everything is already present in front of you. And all that is necessary is the refinement and the reduction of the concealment that blocks my ability of perceiving this. So Rashi, Koyi B'Madrigas B'Malik Kalaman Shuba Emes Chuluke Dargit. The Rebbe says that Rashi's perspective that they have to be Oyla Ayyadeh Hashem is in accordance with the perspective of Mamala Kalaman, which is oriented towards the Eirich perspective, which sees an actual distinction of levels. Va'alikim b'shamayim va'ata ala aretz, like the Pasuk says, Hashem is above and you're below. V'tzarech Ayyadeh Hashem la'alis b'sulam ha'aliyah. And you actually have to ascend out of where you are at in that moment in order to engage in higher expressions. The ilu ha'toisvois, but when it comes to toisvois, b'shem ha'aruch, who are quoting the aruch, Ayri b'madrega saiviv kalaman. They're dealing with the perspective of Oivi and with Soiviv Kalaman, She'en b'chiluka madrigas b'emes, there in truth there is no actual distinction of levels. Ela ha'avoydi hirak l'galis ma'shiyish b'emes b'helem kan. But rather, all I have to do right now is to reveal that which has always been present in this moment. V'zeh ma'shakasav ha'toisves, and this is what toisves means when he says, She'nira lahem k'moysha alu, it appeared to them as if they went up. De b'emes ha'kol hayakan gam l'fneikim, because in truth everything was there beforehand, it just appeared as if that individual was ascending. V'hanogei And what does this mean in terms of practical avodah? It means that the yeshnam shnei drachim yesh yizka al yadam ha'adam la'alis from madriga l'madriga ade alosu l'stavik b'matzil. There are two paths upon which a person can engage the attempt to move upwards, further and further, to the extent that I come to a place where I'm davik ta'kadosh baruch hu kavyachol. That there is going to be the first derech, which is al pi darchei ha'avoda bezichuch gufo yoter v'yoter v'al yedei zeh oylem madrega l'madrega. That there's the refinement of the body, there's the changing of my behaviors, there's the ascent upwards. This aspect of working on the self and refining the self and being mezachich, my physicality, to move upwards towards spirituality. This is the aspect of the worlds of linearity, olamos da'irich, which corresponds to the mamala kalaman, where it appears that there are actual distinctions. That I'm ascending each world mamish, and therefore I have to refine myself, and I have to wear the clothes and refine myself to be shaykh to those places I'm ascending to. But the derech hashniya, but the second path, which is the derech of the hasagas ha'ichud, which is the path of understanding the unity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as expressed in the Olamas of Oivi, hainu lahapshit halavushim atzayim ha'masirim pshitus yichudo. All I have to do is not ascend, ascend, ascend. I have to just uncover, 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 reveal, reveal, reveal the hastara, because there's so many levushim that are master on what is always already present in a person's life. As we know, the ilamos are simply levels of concealment that I have to refine and reveal, reveal, but I don't have to go anywhere. Until I come to that point of understanding that in truth, I never had to go anywhere because I never left anywhere. I was always by that pshitos hayichud. And this avoid of coming to refine, 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 and be mapshit, 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 abstract, 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 until I come to that deepest point of myself to realize that Hakol Kan and Mani Kan, Hakol Kan, everything is here. That's the perspective of Oivi, Shabahem Ba'etzim, Kol Olam Mishavim, where in truth all of the worlds are equal and unified in all of their potency, as Leshem Shabbat Lama says, Ki Hakol Hu Bakol, because everything is found in everything. Vein Sarach El Legalis Oiris Baruch B'Mekayim. And all I have to do is reveal the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this place. L'Shneim Ke'echad Toivim, and in truth we need both of them. D'Latzarichim L'Cheshemayim. L'Shneim Ke'echad Daikan Utsrichim. We need both. The person needs to live as if there's an actual distinction of levels, with that, the same moment, the simultaneous awareness that there's no distinction of levels. The hub loy ha loy sagi, and one without the other is not enough. And mirtz Hashem b'shavua haba na'arich baseh. What we find is that ultimately, and this is something that the Rebbe has been teaching us over and over and over again, that a person needs two perspectives. On the one hand, I have to recognize that there's an infinite amount of growth that I have to ascend and refinement that I have to go through in order to become the Eved Hashem, to be the person that I want to be, to go upwards, to move upwards, to let behind what I want to let go of and to move upwards. But at the same point, the person should never feel, God forbid, that where I am is not good enough, or that where I am, I can't find HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nimsa b'chol makom, b'chol zman. And wherever a person finds themselves, there they are. And in truth, we dig and we dig and we dig and we dig down deep to come to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has always been present in front of us. One can potentially understand this in terms of the story that Rabbi Nachman would tell over to his chassidim before they came to learn by him, as we all know, about the story of the person who felt that they had to leave in order to find this treasure that was buried under a bridge very far away. And they traveled long and far in order to come to that place. And when they came to that foreign place, they came to understand that in truth, the treasure was buried exactly where they were all along. From the perspective of Eirich, I have to travel far. I have to move, move, move to uncover the treasure that's buried out there, out there, out there. But when I arrive at that place after all of my work is done, I come to realize that in truth the treasure has always been within me. And then I can refine and come to understand that Achi noida hadavar, come to understand that imani kan hakol kan, if I am here, everything is here, and that there's nothing in this world that doesn't contain the full import of a Kaddish Baruch Hu's presence, because einan milvada ksiv, and the tzimtzum is not kepshuto. And be'ezras Hashem, we should be zeichet to be bekiyim in both the oirich of the Arizal and the oivi of the Rashash, and to come to understand the utilization of both of them and the fundamental need to ascend every moment, be'ezras Hashem.